Modern man has grown to rely, arguably led by media, heavily on technology for healing. Ancient cultures relied on the energy within, Reiki. Those people did not call it Reiki. They had their own names for the life force. In China, they call it Qi. Other Asian cultures call it Ki or Prana. Reiki is a set of skills easy to use and to learn. Children and adults alike can benefit from Reiki. Practicing Reiki regularly will help the energy flow in and through your body, causing a reduction in potential illnesses later in life. Living in a stressful world, we could use all the help we can get. Reiki helps us by determining how our mind, spirit, and body react to the heavy burden our world places on us. Regular, consistent application of Reiki will help bring balance to your life, reducing or eliminating the roller coaster effect of our emotions. Your work is to discover your work, then, with all your heart, give yourself to it. Buddha. Anatomy and Reiki. While the seven chakras each have an anatomical area or responsibility, you need not learn anatomy to use Reiki on yourself or anyone else. Reiki flows freely and will seek out the affected areas. All you do is use your hands to channel the energy. That said, would it hurt to understand some basic principles of anatomy, like where certain organs are and maybe what each does? Of course not. It won't hurt. Knowing can help you to quickly channel the power of Reiki directly. There are two systems which are not specific to one location in the body, the lymphatic and endocrine systems. The lymphatic system carries lymphatic fluid throughout the body. It acts in a way to assist in filtering toxins from the blood. The endocrine system includes glands that produce hormones. These hormones are responsible for growth, the sexual reproduction system, and calcium and phosphate in the blood. If you consult an anatomy chart, you will see where all the major organs are located. A word of caution goes out to anyone in a big hurry. Reiki is an accumulation of wisdom, as well as a therapeutic healing process. In searching for a Reiki master, you will find people who claim to be able to teach you Reiki in 10 minutes. You will likely come across someone who is more than happy to charge thousands of dollars for a gift God has provided free of charge. Take your time in researching. Find someone who is not trying to steal a lot of money. Look around for references. Ask him or her for references. Ask how long the process is. Quiz the master on his knowledge of Reiki. Take what he answers and research it to see if what he tells you is consistent with what others have posted online. Don't be fooled by someone just because he hangs a sign on a door. You may be better off dealing with someone who works from their home. Uses. Reiki has several uses as an alternative to other treatment methods. It has been known to reduce the side effects of cancer treatments. It has also helped to speed up recovery after surgery. Reiki can help heal chronic pain in any part of the body and improve a person's overall sense of well-being. It can be a useful tool in the reduction of stress. It may also lessen the anxiety of people with terminal conditions. Who uses or practices Reiki? There is a long list of celebrities who are Reiki recipients, names like Halle Berry, Sandra Bullock, Macy Gray, Kate Hudson, and so many more top the list. It's no wonder so many ordinary people flock to the treatment. Even nationally well-known medical doctors tout the use of Reiki as a complement to modern medical treatments to speed recovery and ease pain. Before the era of medicine, people used other alternative methods to treat illness, usually spiritual in nature. Some have been religious, some have simply been spiritual. More than one culture in history has relied on the energy